Arnold Duggan.
Duggan, that's
here in Rathfarnham.
Yes.
Thank you very much for talking to me about Jacobs.
Not at all.
When did it all start? When did you first join Jacobs?
I went into Jacobs in 1940 at the age of 17.
And that was after coming from straight from school?
From school, yeah.
Where were you brought up?
My parents lived in Clontarf. My father, unfortunately, died at the age of 41. My mother was left with four of us in the family, three daughters and a son. And how she managed, I don't know. My father's family were very good to her. They had a good house in Baliver in St. Lawrence Road in Clontarf. And they grew vegetables and fruit in the garden, and every now and again they'd arrive down with a basket of vegetables or fruit. The local grocer was very good too. If he had anything in the shop that wasn't sold during the day, he'd send his messenger boy round with a tour at night. He'd let it arrive with a messenger boy, and he'd bring in bread and, you know, sort of things that wouldn't have lasted till the next day.
Yeah, because we are talking about the 1920s and 30s.
We're talking about...
You were born in 1923.
I was born in 1923, and I was 6 years old when my father died, so we're talking about 29.
Yeah. And so there were rough
It was,
times.
But everybody was very good. Our neighbours were very good. And, my mother sang in the local choir. And I have a feeling that the clergyman persuaded his elect vestry to give her a couple of quid a week, maybe, for singing in the choir. Now, I have no proof of that.
Yes.
No proof of it whatsoever. But it's the only reason I can think of that she was able to keep going.
My God.
That she was getting some money from somewhere.
And what did your father do for a living when he was alive?
He was an accountant.
An accountant?
Yeah.
Oh, was that the Catholic Church in...
No, yeah. It was a Proddy Church in Clontarf.
Oh, yeah. I see. Mm. Yes. Mm. So... you grew up in the Church of Ireland tradition.
Yes, then. That's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's interesting in itself. You know that that there wasn't any kind of animosity towards Protestants in those days because people came to one another's help if they needed
it. That's right. Yeah. Oh, we lived in. Road Vernon Gardens, and one side of the road nearly all Catholics, the other side of the road nearly all Protestants, but we all got on very well together.
Yeah.
And if there was a Protestant funeral, Catholics would come to the church. They wouldn't go into it, but they'd come to it. And the same thing if there was a Catholic funeral, the Protestants would go down to the church. They wouldn't go in. But we all, we mixed very well, actually.
Yeah.
Mixed very well.
And Clontarf Castle there, of course, the Altons. Did you know the Alton family that lived in the castle?
I didn't, actually, no. I knew of them, right, but I didn't know them.
Mm. Yeah. But the... But that's interesting. so being in the Church of Ireland, did that help you, I suppose, in getting a job inside in Jacobs then?
Not really, no. What helped me in getting a job in Jacobs really was that my father, luckily for me, had joined the Masonic Order. And when he died... Masonic people put my name up for the school. I was 10, it's coming up to 10, and you get into the school at 10 years of age, and at 10 years of age I was elected to be a pupil in the Masonic school in Clonskee, a boarder. And that's where I was educated, and thanks be to God, because I got a very good education. And I came through my leaving certificate with honours.
Who was educating you? Who were the teachers there? Who was running that school? Do you recall?
Oh, the Masonic Order were. Yeah. It was run by the Masons.
Yeah, but who was in charge?
The headmaster in my time was a man called James Moore. Mm-hmm. And the other masters, there was Meredith Coughlin, Miss McCullough. She was actually a very good teacher. She taught us history and geography. And I remember I had a couple of friends there in school. They had a couple of little cubicles for people who lived outside the Dublin area, but who were having been through the school and had qualified for Trinity, if they lived in the outer regions of the country, they had these two little cubicles and they could take two people in who were going to Trinity. They could live there and go to Trinity. That's a great, I'm telling you, it was great. But these two lads, they were both from the north of Ireland, two pals that I made in school. And they were in these cubicles. And I used to cycle over from Clontarf to Clonskee to where the school was on a Sunday, and to see my pals. This particular Sunday I cycled over and I was going up the avenue of the school, and the next thing here was this lady coming down, Miss McCullough, Polly as we knew her, coming down the avenue, and she saw me going on. She said, "Oh, Duggan, she said, "Duggan, I want to talk to you." And I said, "Oh, what the hell is wrong now?" to myself. And I got off the bike, you see, and she came running over, and she threw her arms around, she gave me a big kiss and said, "You've got the most points in the leaving certificate on my subjects that of any pupil I ever had." Talk about being surprised. I'd be gobsmacked.
But I mean, that would do so much for your confidence, getting that kind of attention, I suppose, is
well,
the word.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So, but it gave you a good start. And how different was that Masonic school being brought up that way than, say, a normal, Christian Brothers school, for example?
I don't know that there was that much difference in it. I mean, like, we were boarders, of course. I presume Christian Brothers, they are boarders too. And we had our rugby team, our cricket team, and we played other schools and this sort of thing. There was never any... I have never encountered any opposition to me as a Protestant or anything. And I have never had any opposition to anyone as a Catholic. Yeah. We all got on very well together in Clontarf. Yeah. I'm not sure about the rest of the world or the rest of the country, but in Clontarf, there was no problem.
Yeah. And so, did you think about going on to Trinity, or was that something that your family couldn't afford?
No, because my mother, of course, as I say, she was a widow. And she needed money, and I had to get a job. And my eldest sister got a job, and we all went to work and brought money in to help my mother run the house.